We've all been there, rummaging through pipes, dodging man-eating Venus flytraps, grabbing coins, fighting hammer-slinging turtles, and stumbling upon polka-dotted mushrooms, eating them, turning into giants, and going on full-blown rampages.
Relatable.
Huh? Wait, what? Huh?
Super Mario. He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong.
He eats the mushroom, he gets big and strong. Yes.
Schedule 35 is kind of like the Super Mario mushroom, but for your mind.
Okay.
Schedule 35 will send you precisely measured microdoses of psilocybin that you can take daily to enhance your day without seeing, well, man-eating Venus flytraps.
Oh, okay. There is an emerging movement around psilocybin, and it's proven to help with mental health, PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And studies have shown that psilocybin works by creating new neural networks in the brain, which help boost focus, creativity, mood enhancement, and help fight addiction.
I've had friends with PTSD who have used psilocybin and said it completely changed their life. Pretty cool.
And Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently operating in the space. All products come with guides that make microdosing easy to understand.
All customers will need to be age verified, 19 plus in Canada and 21 plus in the U.S. They will receive an invite code.
Oh, so I probably have to prove my age. Let me get out my...
Adel, you're 60.
Driver's license. Okay, fair enough. For all of our products and to get an invite code, visit www.schedule35.co. Our goal is to destigmatize and re-educate on the science and real-world benefits of psilocybin, as well as making it accessible for everyone. Because mentally, sometimes I'm like, you know, the princess is in another castle, and I can't deal with that. I need something.
Amen, Mario. Aaron, how do you say it? Is it Mario or Mario?
Marry me.
Oh, okay. Aaron,
something's on the right. So get 15% off with code RIDDLE at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use code RIDDLE.
And when you use Schedule 35, you're gonna win, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. From that thing.
You're gonna win. Yeah. Hey, Aaron, hey, JPC. Do you know what today is? December 16th. A day that shall live in infamy?
Always wondered what that word.
What's the opposite of infamy? Fummy?
FOMO.
I think you're right.
Oh, FOMO. Thank you so much.
Family.
Family.
That's why Vin Diesel's always
Dominic
Durrell, saying it.
Family.
It's all about infamy. The Fast and the Family. Have they done one called The Fast and the Family?
And have it have like sort of a step-by-step... Full House vibe of all of them in a house together trying to raise one
that
kid.
Would be, but they're all in cars. They drive up the stairs to their room in a car.
I know they've done the Fast and the Furious Presents for like the Rock and Jason Statham had that movie. I don't remember Hobbs and Shaw. So they should continue doing Fast and the Furious Presents, but present different formats of things, like not just movies. Like they should present a like 5-season sitcom.
Yes, almost like what Marvel's doing.
Fast and Furious presents Exploring Space, and it's like a documentary about space that's very...
it's Ludacris and Tyrese, and they're just in their car in space. Because the movie that JPC, Casey, and I saw in 4DX, which was the best movie-going experience I've ever had.
That was 8 or 9?
That was 9. I think it was 9? F9. I think it was called F9. And... Ludacris and Tyrese end up in a car in space, and then somehow get back down to Earth. I can't remember how. Well, one, I don't remember how they got into space, but and they're in like a Chevy, like a 57 Chevy Impala or something.
I think they held their breath and they floated up.
Wonka rules. And then they burped themselves
rules.
Down. Yeah, they burped the Wonka house rules. Well, what I was going to say is today, December 16th, is... And will be in the annals of history.
Annals?
Things.
Horrible.
In the annals of history.
Family.
This will be known as the date that we did another This Day in History.
This day in history. And this is a pretty boring ass day for history, right? I mean, like, not a ton happened on December 16th, right?
Not a ton happened December 16th. Well, as I went through what happened this day throughout history, it's a lot of death. And a lot of bad stuff. So we're going to try and avoid some of the more depressing
So glad you
moments.
Picked today.
Well, I actively tried to miss because I think 2 years in a row, I picked like one day off. I can't remember what day it was, but I was like, oh, I had some of these
It doesn't bode well that you don't remember what day it is, because it means that
history
we could have done it 3 times in a row.
History will repeat itself. So I'm going to let you know some of the buzzworthy headlines of things that happened on December 16th throughout all of time. And we can chat about it. We can do scenes based off of it, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Love it. Your other ones, let's see. It was, you did one that came out on March 11th and you did one that came out on March 12th.
That's what it was.
Reasonably, this should have come out on March 13th. That would be like a perfect encapsulation, but
missed opportunity. But I remember there being some article about like Ringo or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like we did this scene before, and then we looked it up and it's like, yep, that makes sense.
Can Aaron and I maybe take some stabs at like guessing at what kind of like stuff kind of is going to be newsworthy around December 16th? Because I feel like this is a pretty,
yeah,
you know, it's like we're like a week or two from Christmas. What, nine days from Christmas? Mm-hmm. This is about a week after Pearl Harbor, so there's probably going to be some.
I was going to say Pearl Harbor. All I know happened is someone going, it's about a week after Pearl Harbor, fellas.
I will say,
how does everyone feel?
Big headline that's just like, sheesh, what a week. What a week.
Which, Aaron, is what happened the year that Pearl Harbor happened. That's what the president said. He's like, it's about a week after Pearl Harbor. How's everybody feeling? And then
Jake,
immediately kicked him
out
of office.
You look like you had red eyes. Jake, how are you?
Are you
been crying, buddy?
Sleep, buddy?
Clear eyes.
You been eating? Jake, you got to eat. You have to keep your strength up.
I very much want you all to guess what you think happened. And I'll give you, I'm just going to say this one thing, and then I want to hear your guesses. There is one thing that's a major, major historic event that happened.
Okay. Bay of
Pigs. Hold on. Hold on. Old Bay on pork. That does sound very good. I will try that next time I cook out. There is one event that's pretty huge that you definitely read about or heard about in school.
Gotcha.
And Aaron, this sadly hits a little too close to home for you. So keep that in mind when you're guessing.
Kennedy got shot.
No.
Assassination of John F. Kennedy.
December 16th, is this, I'm going to say Boston Tea Party?
Ding, ding, dango, dongo.
No, that happened in December?
It's cold.
Wow.
December 16th, 1773. On this day, it is known as the Boston Tea Party. American colonists disguised as Indians threw 342 chests of tea belonging to the British East India Company into Boston Harbor to protest a tax on tea.
And that's why Boston Harbor still tastes like chamomile.
Yum. When it gets hot.
Yeah, hot tea only.
It's funny to think of chests of tea. That sounds like a nursery rhyme or something. 342 chests of tea.
Maybe because I was from there, but they like would not shut up about the Boston Tea Party in school. Did you guys like talk about it so much in your history classes?
I think we did. We definitely talked about it in history class. I don't know if we spent like so much time on it, but it was of the things that I remember from history class, like that's got to be high up there.
Yeah, I feel like we did discuss it for like several days. And I remember being like, as a, I don't know, 13 or 14 year old, I remember being like, this seems like it's going to be pretty impactful on my life. And then like, as I got older, I was like, what are we doing?
I like this event. You discuss it for like several days. Like you're like a fifth grader and your teacher is like, all right, that's the bell. See y'all back tomorrow. And you get back tomorrow. Yeah. She goes, all right, now where were we? Boston, 1771. Set the scene.
Yeah.
Paul Revere, like, he's dumping tea or whatever.
This is like when I was a kid, I was like, as an adult, I constantly have to check for piranhas in the water. And it's like, no, it's a very isolated thing. You'll never
Isn't
come across
it
them.
Interesting that our country is founded on these like romanticized protests and they're like how we became a country. And yet when anyone tries to protest today for any reason, they're like, how dare you? That's not American values. When I'm like, you literally did not shut up about the Boston Tea Party for weeks. What are you talking about?
This spawned like the Tea Party as a movement. And that was what a fascinating time. I mean, a bunch of people being like, our freedoms. And they got elected to Congress and they're like, actually just like, all we care about is like a little tax cut for corporations. Yeah. And then people are like, well, what did we vote for you for? And they're like, and then they're all gone.
Yeah, it's like, excuse me, Todd here. I picked up three chests and I have a hernia. I slipped a disc. Can I get a tax break? And they're like, no, dude. Sorry, Todd. Thank you. Thank you for your effort. Thank you for your help.
I think what it is really, honestly, in this day and age, is that Americans really don't care about that. What they care about is dress up. And they love the idea of putting on like a tri-corner hat and saying like, I am a defender of liberty. And it's like, you're a man wearing a costume. You're a silly little man. That's fine.
You don't know what liberty
That's
means.
Fine.
It's fine to be a silly little man. I'm a silly little man. I'm not wearing a costume, but I'll do the voice.
I'm not trying to take rights away from others.
I like to have fun.
Whenever I hear the East India, I think, is it Trading Company? Or
East
you're just,
India Trading Company.
It just says East India Company, but I think it's the East India Trading Company. Whenever I hear that, nowadays, what I think about, I think I've told you too, but I'll say it very quickly. Maybe 5 or 6 years ago, Magic Tavern had a meeting with YouTube Red, which was a very interesting meeting because they're like, we love the podcast. We want to do something with it. What if Arnie was like on Earth and Chunt was a dog and Usador was like a wacky neighbor? And I was like, what are we doing? I'm like, yo, you ruined the show. But one of the people who was on our like team for the meeting, who was like, I don't know if he's an agent or like a entertainment lawyer or what he was, but he was... His family started the East India Trading Company. He's a direct descendant of Peggy Schuyler. And I remember, and everyone was like, he's a billionaire. And I remember sitting next to him and he pulled out a 50-cent yellow legal pad and then a Bic pin. And I remember being like, this is disgusting. I'm worth like $5,000. And even I know in all my assets, and I'm like, even I know to have like a nice gel pen. But
I will say, though, Adil, hold on. Adil is a bit of like a stationary pen snob. When you have handwriting as beautiful as Adil's handwriting, it makes you want to invest in buying beautiful pens. You have always had nice pad and pens. He's always taking little notes. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I don't know why this took a turn.
I'm honored. I'm flattered.
But
what I'm shocked by is that this guy's ostensibly an old money like rich person. So he should have all these, like, he should like be like the British crown, right? Like he should be like riddled with syphilis and have sausage fingers and like, and all that stuff.
Gout. Yeah. He had like, gout for sure.
Mark Zuckerberg shows up and he's wearing like sweatpants and a hoodie and you're like, yeah, right. That guy's that like one sense. Of the richest guys alive. But he's, like, new money rich.
Real wealth doesn't scream. It whispers.
Yeah. Fake it whispers.
Wow.
Kill all the poor people.
What'd you say? Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I thought I heard a whisper.
Wealth would sound like that.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.